It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Michelle Ma. One of the world's biggest video streaming companies is taking steps to fight climate change. Netflix has set a goal to cut its carbon footprint roughly in half by the year 2030. So Michelle, let's just start off with how big is Netflix's carbon footprint and in what ways are TV and film production bad for the environment?
Hi, thanks for having me. Film and TV production, you don't really think of it typically as a big emitter, but there's a lot of fossil fuel equipment on film sets, you know, things from the trucks and the vehicles that are used to take things from place to place and go from set to studio back to another set, to, you know, the lights, the massive, massive lights that are powering these film sets, and the generators, the diesel generators that are powering the lights. So all of this stuff has to be brought onto a film set, and most of it typically is powered by gas or by diesel, by fossil fuels. So, you know, it's a big part of Netflix's overall carbon footprint. Film and TV production is typically responsible for over half of the company's emissions, which is why they're focusing so much on cutting emissions on set.
So how exactly do you go about doing that?
I think it's about making the slow and kind of complicated transition and taking things that typically run on fossil fuels and switching them to either electric or renewables. So diesel generators, a lot of film sets now are switching to batteries instead. And then with the trucks and the cars that, you know, are taking things place to place, they're trying to switch them over to electric vehicles and electric trucks. And they even have solar power powered trailers. So the trailers that the actors are in, some companies are developing solar power powered trailers. So those are some of the efforts that are taking place.
I would have thought it was hard enough just to make a popular, you know, ratings blockbuster kind of program rather than having to worry about doing it green.
Yep, it's pretty difficult. I think part of the reason why it's difficult is Netflix as a company doesn't typically own a lot of the equipment that it uses on film sets. Besides one studio in Albuquerque, they generally rent or lease all of the equipment and spaces that they're filming in. So it's not just about, you know, you deciding you want to make a green switch. It's about convincing your suppliers, your vendors, your landlords to make the switch, which can be more difficult.
Yeah, what's in it for Netflix? I'm like, why are they doing this?
Like a lot of corporations, Netflix has pretty major sustainability commitments that they've set, their voluntary targets that the company has set. Starting in 2020, they decided to start focusing on sustainability. And their goals as a company are to roughly cut emissions in half by 2030. It's an ambitious target, and it's turning out that it's a pretty hard one to meet in some ways because, like I said, the company itself doesn't control every aspect of its production. And so, you know, making those sustainable swaps depends on convincing its suppliers, its vendors, the people it works with to make those swaps as well.
And I'm guessing that as a viewer, you really can't tell the difference.
No, not at all. And honestly, you know, I went and visited a set in Vancouver. And for most of the people working on these film sets, the actors, you know, the showrunners, even for them, you can hardly tell the difference. It's really like for the people who are directly working with making those switches, like the transportation coordinator and the rigging gaffer, those are the people who notice the difference and are working through it. But for a lot of people on the film sets, they can't even tell.
Well, you never know. I mean, it might be kind of cool if you pull up Netflix and then the show comes up and it says there's a green label on it, you know, and maybe some people feel like, okay, you know, this is kind of cool. I want to watch this.
Yeah. And I think it also, makes the people who work on these shows feel better to know that they're doing something good for the planet. I think a lot of Hollywood is starting to care about climate change in ways that they didn't before. And so it helps also motivate the crew.
Yeah, definitely. It's an interesting way to see how Hollywood is adopting this. That is Bloomberg's Michelle Ma. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes up at 8 a.m.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.